the Queen Rhonda Vincent will return to talk about her Only Me CD. One CD is bluegrass, one is country. Rhonda's on both. Rhonda's everywhere. She's Omni Rhonda, as always. Such a busy woman and such a tremendous performer. I think that we have successfully connected with Rhonda. Give me one second to plug her in. Hello, Rhonda Vincent.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How are you?
All right, there. I'm very good.
Good.
Traveling to Illinois today.
You're always traveling somewhere. We talked.
Yeah, we're usually there by now, but we are traveling 843 miles overnight. This is a little longer than we're usually traveling overnight, so we're still not there. We're going to be pushing showtime tonight.
Well, you know, like the troopers that you are, you'll hit the stage and no one will know that you were close to time.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the new album is great, Only Me. At the top of the show, which begins at 2, I played from the bluegrass CD of it. I played Busy City, and then right as I was connecting with you was one of the tunes from what is called the country CD of those two CDs, When the Grass Grows Over Me. And first of all, congratulations on such a great release and the concept of the whole thing, which we want to talk about. But boy, it's a wonderful album. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very excited, especially to have it debut at number one on the Billboard Bluegrass charts after only 2 days of sales. So pretty exciting. We've been performing songs from that, you know, everywhere we go. And it's just a great time right now.
You've been in New York recently, right?
Right. Yeah, we literally was there on Thursday. We got up at 4:30 a.m., and we did TV appearances all day long, mostly filmed. I guess the one that you might have seen or you heard about was the live show I did was on Bloomberg TV with Tim, Tim Fox. And that was, a lot of people saw that. It was really exciting.
It's making the waves. And the coolest thing about it is, you know, here's Rhonda Vincent on Bloomberg TV, which was basically a money financial type of a network. And there you are explaining in great detail and great a great way to make the distinction between bluegrass and country music and why you did this album. And I thought, well, there couldn't be a better ambassador to show up on that show to talk about all those music.
You know, and I was really surprised at his interest, you know, because they get you on a show like that, and I was afraid it would be like, okay, whatever, you know what, you've got 30 seconds and then get off the set. But he was so intrigued by that. And when we got off the air, he gave me his card and he said, call anytime. He said, I have to do a radio show. I do a TV show. And he said, you are welcome anytime. He said, I am so intrigued by bluegrass music. So it is exciting to know that, you know, Tim Fox loves bluegrass and is intrigued enough to have me on his show and, you know, to promote a CD like this.
Well, I'm sure he loves it more now than he did before he met with you. But honestly, your explanation was so great, and I want you to, if you can recreate that a little bit here, you know, people, what we're talking about, you can find a nice interview with Rhonda Vincent on Bloomberg TV. It's on YouTube, and it's kind of floating around, just I guess, over the last couple of days. And,
yeah, that was just Thursday night around 5:50,
so yeah,
not that long ago.
So Rhonda very deftly handles all of the questions to make nice distinctions between country and bluegrass, and what you just do a wonderful, you know, in this area of music, Rhonda, people get tied up a lot about what is bluegrass, what isn't, and you just did such a nice job of saying, this is kind of what I think it is on the acoustic side, and this is the country side, and you explained why you made this album, what your inspiration was, and I want to ask you some of those questions too. The album, by the way, is two CDs. There's a bluegrass side and a country side. And what was your intention behind doing that? I know you do both forms of music, but you had a thought that made this come to fruition.
Well, and growing up in a musical family, back when I was 5, we had this television show, radio show, made our first recording, and you know, there wasn't a distinction between bluegrass or country. It was considered country music. And that included everyone from Loretta Lynn to Bill Monroe to Dolly Parton to Jimmy Martin.
You're right.
And so I grew up not knowing the difference. It's just, this is the music that we make. It's something that is carried through in the music that we perform even yet today. You will find all of those different elements from Bill Monroe to Dolly Parton to Loretta Lynn to Connie Smith to, you know, all of these different elements of bluegrass music and of country music. When I was a teenager, and then we were performing at festivals as a bluegrass band, I would have people come up and say, your voice is so country, you should be in country music. Like, okay, Well, then years later, the opportunity presented itself, and I got to make a couple of country albums.
For sure.
And right off the bat, as soon as we started recording, you know, I'm working with the best of the best. I look at that as my musical college years. So thankful that I got to learn all the different aspects of the music business, which was probably my greatest disappointment, is of finding out that it is more so of a business and not just a way of life in which I had grown up, and I was confused by that. But they, right off the bat, we started recording, and they said, "Can you get the bluegrass out of your voice?" So I was very conflicted. It's like, am I country, am I bluegrass? And people started asking that, because, are you country? I did a couple of country albums.
I remember
I put
those.
My first bluegrass band together, and that was the big question through that. It's like, everywhere I went, I had to prove, what am I? I'm performing now with a bluegrass band. What are you? Are you country? Are you bluegrass? Well, we opened some shows for George Jones. The first night was in Salem, Virginia. We walked on stage. The response was incredible. We came off stage. We sold every CD that we had. It was almost like a movie in slow motion. Money was flying, cellophane everywhere. But people were yelling, "We love your country music." And that was the night that it came together for me, and I said, it's the perception of the listener. It's not whether it's bluegrass, not whether it's country. And I have people that come up to me now and say, I love bluegrass music, but my wife doesn't, but she likes you.
Yeah.
So I learned, it's like, okay, it doesn't matter what you want to call it. We just hope, and I think that we have family entertainment, and we have something for everyone, and I think that's what people find when they come to the show. You know, we just played in New Jersey last night, and that's not exactly a hotbed for bluegrass music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was people that we had never seen before, and they had never seen us, or they might have heard about us, but they were intrigued enough to come to the show, and they come away with, oh my gosh, I love this, I'm just discovering this. And that's, you know, as long as we can continue to have people who are discovering the music, that makes me so excited to know that.
Well,
go ahead.
No, once you get them there, and then once you kick off a tune, and once they're still sitting at the end of the first tune, then they're hooked, because they realize that the level of musicianship and singing and the harmonies and the energy from stage from your show is just, it's indefinable. In bluegrass country, those words don't mean anything at that point. It's great music.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I am so fortunate. I travel with these world-class musicians, and it brings a whole other element to what we do, and I just really appreciate that.
Well, you know, it's funny now we've talked about there's really no lines. You had to make a decision between this CD is going to be the country one and this isn't. And I'm always curious about those thought processes, because I don't have to make them. I'm not a performer. But in your mind, when you were making up the CDs and you thought, all right, I'm gonna make this one and call it the country one and this, how do you arrive at those decisions?
Well, this project was inspired by George Jones. He is the common thread that runs through this entire project, from, you know, defining bluegrass or country, what am I? But we were on the Grand Ole Opry almost 1 year ago. I think it was on April 20th. It was at the end of April, a day after the passing of George Jones.
That's right. Well,
go ahead.
You were on this show that morning.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yes, because it had happened, and I thought, I knew you were connected to him, and we patched something together really quickly, and then you were getting ready that day to perform that night at the Grand Ole Opry for that show for George Jones. Yeah, I remember that.
And they asked everyone if they could sing a George Jones song. Well, I chose When the Grass Grows Over Me, and as I'm standing on that stage singing the song, it just hit me. It's like, how fun would it be to do a traditional country music album? And now we were already working on the bluegrass CD, and we had already released a single. And so in order to do this, it made sense to me just to merge the two projects. I have also been on the Country's Family Reunion and Larry's Country Diner. I sail on their cruises and been on their shows. And people were requesting songs from that I sang, you know, with a country music band, with a steel guitar on
sure.
Country's Family Reunion. So the other songs came very easily because I just, Beneath Still Waters has become a most requested song simply from that show.
Great.
And so there was this people trying to buy the music. So it made sense to put those on a CD. We just merged the two projects. I purposely put them on two discs because for those who maybe feel like they just want to hear bluegrass, or for those who just want to listen to a steel guitar, I felt it was important to make that distinction. I've had people send me messages on Facebook and say, do you know there was enough room to put all of those on one disc? And
I, no like, kidding.
Yes, I know that. I've done that before. I have my All Gospel project has 16 songs on it, but I felt it was worth the extra expense. This guy was upset because he felt I wasted money because it costs more money to do that. But I just felt it was important to be able to segregate the music if you want, but yet to make the illustration that whether I'm singing with a banjo or steel guitar, is the voice is the same and it's still only me.
You know, you're right. And now that you mentioned that, of course, I had this the single release of I'd Rather Hear I Don't Love You Than Nothing at All. That was out. And so you had done that as you were working on this album, and you want, like you just said, you incorporate it into this new album with the two CD releases. I knew that, and yet it wasn't like fresh in my mind that that's what had happened.
Right, yeah, we were already well on our way into the bluegrass side of things, and then it's like I got this idea. That is the beauty of having the record label Upper Management Music and being able to make these decisions. There wasn't a committee, there wasn't anyone I had to get permission from, and you know, there's a risk in that because I mean, and I don't think I do it willy-nilly. I do put some thought into it and say, and I talk to the band and I talk to my husband and my daughters and friends and to say, you know, here's what I'm thinking. What do you think about this? The crazy thing is the original cover that I thought I was going to have was a bizarre. And one thing, thankfully, I tested this out on people before we made it the cover, because had I done that, it might have been very scary. But it was a picture of me that they put two faces on, like two heads, almost like a monster or something. One body, but two faces.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Back to the, well, I loved it. I thought it was really crazy. And it made people go, but everybody said, that is scary. I thought it would be unique enough and something different that people would go, whoa, look at that.
Well, it would be unique. It would be unique, no question. But I haven't seen it. It may be gorgeous, and maybe I want one. Now that you're mentioning it, I probably want to find the image on Google Images. It's probably out there somewhere.
I need to reveal that somewhere.
Yeah, you should.
At the moment, at the right time, that will be revealed as a could-have-been cover for only me.
Or here's what you do.
There was only one, and thankfully, people were very honest with me, because there is only one person, and I think it was my husband, that said, yeah, let's do that. Everyone else, it was unanimous. Everyone said, oh my gosh, that's scary. Do not do that.
Well, here's what you do. You re-release it in about 6 months with the optional album cover.
Oh, maybe we should do that.
Oh, and here gear it towards October. As you're getting close to Halloween, you have two heads on Rhonda. There you go.
That is great. I will save that picture for Halloween. That's exactly what I'm going to do with it.
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't know of anybody. Everybody in the bluegrass business, if they're serious, is busy all the time. And I'm so thankful that people, you know, I have an unending stream of people who are willing to talk to me about music, and so people can hear what they're thinking. And I know you, but nobody works harder, and we've talked about this before, nobody works harder and more consistent than Rhonda Vince, and it can't be possible.
Oh, well, we love it. You know, we feel like we get to live our dream each day, and so we do. We work really hard, and people will say, what's your favorite award, or because having all the awards is the greatest, like a reward to say a job well done, and we appreciate that, and that's what it really comes down to. We work hard. We love what we do, and we appreciate it when someone says, "Here, you deserve this," and when we thank you.
You must have to rent storage space to put them all in.
Well, not yet, but we're hoping.
You're getting there. You're getting there. Well, the new album is just great, top to bottom, and both CDs. You know, I play them both. Honestly, I play them both without looking when I'm setting up this show. I just load in songs that I want to hear. I don't go and see which one is country or bluegrass. I just look. If I want Rhonda Vince, I pick something from current. And to me, it's all great music. You know, Eddie Adcock was on the show about a month ago. He and Martha were on. And Eddie said his father told him there's only two kinds of music, because we were talking about this very issue of labeling, which, of course, Eddie has fought forever. There's only two kinds of music, good and bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And Rhonda Vincent is good. And I don't know what bad is, but I don't play bad music. So if you're but Rhonda Vincent is good. So I just look at the stuff, and they're two CDs, and they have different. If you really sit and think, yes, there might be a steel guitar in this, or maybe some different percussion sounds or drums or whatever. But yeah, okay. But they're both great music, and I'm glad you did them both and set them out like that. And it's a wonderful, gosh, a great release. It's great.
Well, thank you.
Well, you should be very happy. All right. So you're busy.
Yeah, we are very happy.
You're busy. You're traveling forever and ever, and you're telling me now that you're on the way to Illinois. Just as we're wrapping up, because I know you're busy, where are you going to be tonight in the next couple of days, maybe?
Yeah, we're in Decatur, Illinois tonight, 7:30 start, and tomorrow night in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. And then we'll be taking off for Easter. Everybody's going home. Everybody's excited about that. Taking off a few days, because when we come back, I don't think we have a weekend off until December.
Jeez,
we will be out virtually nonstop. And sometimes, it depends on how we travel, I guess. But the unique thing that I've just discovered is we're not going out of the country this year. Usually there's a trip or two to Canada or, you know, maybe overseas. We are completely in the United States this year. Our next year, 2015, is already well underway. We probably have a quarter or a third of that already booked. And we will be traveling to Norway, to Switzerland, several trips to Canada. And so next year, we'll look for us to be traveling outside of the United States. But this year, there's not a United States city that you can't at least fly into and drive to come see us.
So nobody has an excuse.
That's right. My family hosts a festival in Queen City, Missouri, over the 4th of July weekend, and it's a five-day festival, been going on for 25-plus years, and it's a chance you can come. It's the reunion of the Sally Mountain Show, the family I grew up in, performing, and on the 4th of July, it will also be my brother's, Darren, his band will be there, along with my younger brother, who's there through the whole festival. I'll be there through the whole festival, and the Rage will be there, so we'll be performing a very rare appearance as the Sally Mountain Show on the 4th of July.
That will be a blast.
Yes, that's going to be really special.
Oh,
it's in
great.
Queen City, Missouri. We are sponsored by Martha White, and my mother bakes right with Martha White by baking homemade pies all the way through the festival. I see no reason for the raisin or the gooseberry, but she makes them anyway. And you can come taste my mother's cooking. She picks the berries. They have blackberries there on the acreage. There's 63 acres, and so she picks the blackberries, rolls out the crust with Martha White, and it's a great time just to come meet my family.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds like a blast. I have to come out. I have to make it that way sometime in July. It's not that far. I mean, I live in northern Kentucky. It's not that far. It's not like I'm traveling across the country. I could make it there. I have to do that sometime.
And if you go to RhondaVincent.com, you can find all the social media outlets. You can see, if you go to my Facebook, or you can just look there on the front page of RhondaVincent.com. I just discovered people are doing that. I had a very traumatic encounter with a, I guess they call it a stink bug. And so I had over 1,000 comments about this bug yesterday. So
I saw that.
Find out our adventures that we run into each and every day.
Well, I can tell you this, they won't kill you. But there is something to their name.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Well, I would have smashed it. Luckily, I read the comments. He hit
Don't.
On me. And I found him again and luckily let him out the window. He's flying down somewhere in New Jersey now.
Oh, boy. Well, Rhonda, listen, I know you're beat. Rhonda Vincent, the road warrior of bluegrass, the queen of bluegrass. I'm always happy when you have time to come and chat and let people know what you're up to. But follow her on all those pages and media outlets and her website. And there's no excuse this year not to catch her, because she's not leaving the country, so everybody can go see a great bluegrass show by the best.
That's right, coast to coast.
Coast to coast. All right. All right, Rhonda, I'm going to let you get back to resting and recovering and preparing, and just thank you again so much for dropping by Unreal Bluegrass.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That's the queen and the road warrior of bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. She was actually on last year, too, before the right before that Sally Mountain Festival. We hooked her in right at that part of July and special event for her to go back home. And this year, Darren Vincent and Vincent and Daly will be there, and I guess they're going to recreate the whole Sally Mountain band as much as they can, and that would be something to travel out to. Missouri's not too far away, I don't think. I don't think it is.